back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the holidays, and we've been running around all over talking about prime rib and how to smoke stuff if you live in a high rise. And now we're going to do maybe some side dishes and some stuff like that. But at the end of the day, this is a great time to, when the family comes over, friends are around, to have a little bit of fun with your cooking and maybe do some stuff that you don't normally do throughout the year. Take a little run down an experiment or see what you can come up with, some different ingredients. And Barbecue Bob's got a couple of those right now. So what you thinking, man?
Well, you said a couple things there that tripped the trigger. Uh-oh. One is have some fun.
Right.
Who has more fun than us?
Right.
Okay, we're so lucky because we got this great producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, who pulls out things like, that little bumper music coming in. All I can see is Snoopy's nose in the air.
Right.
As a little kid watching. Am I wrong, Mr. Fonger?
No, I think the same thing.
You feeling me on that?
Oh, I
mean,
absolutely.
It's just like, what is cooler than watching, Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yes. Right.
And it's just like
best Charlie Brown flick of them all.
Oh, right. It is. Yeah. It is. And then right in there with it is Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You got to see, like, you know, Clark in the department store with the babe, because it's a moment for dads.
Yeah. That or when he rigs up the lights on his roof.
That's right? A classic. Oh, there's just so many. We our family quotes movies as Jop has found out, and
don't try to hang with them. You just can't.
Our kids quote so much from Christmas Vacation. It's just like, you know, it's not even proper most of the time. But anyway, enough about that. So it doesn't seem like the time of year to talk about coleslaw, Jop, but I made some ribs the other day, and I came up with this like Memphis kind of blend with a, I'm going to call it just a touch of my wife's heritage in it, because I threw some sumac in it, and they were wonderful.
That's not the red trees that grow beside the road. Those are sumac, right? Sumac is a Lebanese spice,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, and I don't know the difference.
What does it impart in the? Because I don't know as I've
well,
ever.
Well, it looks like paprika, but it's kind of hard and gravelly, and it tastes more. It's weird. Sumac has its own profile, and I just have gotten very fond of it due to her using it on salads and stuff. We go to this great Middle Eastern restaurant on the Beltline called Lashish or something like that, mm-hmm. Sheshka. And they put it on their salad, and I'm really accustomed to using sumac, so I thought I'm going to throw it on some ribs. So I made this Memphis style rib that I'll talk about in a little bit. But when I do ribs, I have to have coleslaw. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of bad coleslaw out there, and I get so disappointed
I feel like it's just made quickly.
Yeah.
It's just like an afterthought. Ah, it's just cabbage, carrots, and, you know, right. Just throw some stuff
celery
on it.
Celery
seed. Yeah, it'll be good. Yeah.
And that's, you know, pretty much the truth. But I'm also of the mind that I don't like the real long, stringy coleslaw. Right. I want something I can put on a fork or spoon easily and not have it, like, falling on my lap or hitting the side of my face, so I have white crap on my face while I'm talking to my friends. Or
again,
you know, yeah. Anyway, you missed something there. So anyway, so I'm kind of digging this food processor my wife got last year and learning how to use it for. It's got a million attachments.
Yeah, you're putting pretty small chop.
I'm
on
throwing
this
it. Yeah, I'm doing a bigger chop, but it's not me with a knife. Spending 10 minutes, it's this machine in like a minute and a half.
Right.
And it's all uniform. It's perfect. Cabbage, carrots. So the thing on slaw is what I learned from Jeff down at Big Bob Gibson's in Decatur, Alabama, is their slaw was so perfect, and it had this little bitter tang to it. And he said it's because they leave that core in the cabbage.
So grind the whole thing.
So when you look at the recipe on thegrillingguys.com, you're going to see simple organic slaw. You're going to notice in the directions I typed up there that it's going to say trim off the little bottom of that cabbage, because it's usually kind of brown when you buy it. The end of it just browns up a little bit. But just trim off a little bit of the end of that and use the whole cabbage. Keep that whole big core. It's like the trunk or root stump, whatever right. You want to call it, because it's kind of bitter, and that gives you a different flavor and probably some nutrients that might be important to you.
Yeah, and the thing is with that is that you would peel off a couple of those little outer leaves that are a little bit, I don't know, they're almost plasticky.
Natty.
Yeah, and then just drop it in there. I mean, you can chunk it up, run it through your processor, get a pretty fine grind on it, and then your sauce on this stuff, and I guess it's dressing, rather, is a better word. You've got a mayonnaise base with some vinegar and some agave nectar.
Well, that's the beauty of it. I just, you know, every now and then, right, and I know you do this too, every now and then you just kind of hungry and you just start playing around and you get a little creative and you just say, hey, what if, you know, just like Trevor, peanut butter in beer.
Right.
It's like somebody got clever like Trevor and just tried it and it's like, son of a gun. Golly.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, it was just real simple. I buy the Hellmann's real mayonnaise, and I threw some rice vinegar in, and I threw some agave in because I try not to use processed sugar. So I just tried it. I love agave nectar, and man, a little celery seed turned out beautiful. Really simple. The agave is organic. The cabbage head was organic. I got it at Meijer.
Rice vinegar.
Beautiful.
Carrots.
And then just rice vinegar, Kikkoman. And yeah, awesome. So,
yeah, that rice vinegar imparts not quite such an acidic as like an apple cider vinegar or a white vinegar would. The rice vinegar is just a little more mellow, but you still get a little bit of that tang.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to cook with.
Yeah. And then I came up with a rib rub that was really kind of based on what we used to do when we'd go after Memphis profiles, when Rob Russell and I were traveling the country and putting on classes and shows and stuff. I tended to really like the Memphis profile, and I think Rob did too. But
well, explain that. I mean, roughly as a category, what is it about it that makes it unique?
Well, the one thing I didn't put in this recipe that I really wish I could have, but it's hard to find, is powdered Worcestershire. But it's basically Memphis style is going to be paprika, raw cane, salt. I use just basic black pepper. Now, a lot of the snobs will say coarse ground, fresh black. I'm not going to grind pepper. I'm sorry. I have big containers I get from Gordon Foods, and that seems to work just fine. Celery salt, cayenne, garlic powder, and then dry mustard and a little bit of cumin. And the other thing I threw in there was the sumac. Mm-hmm. And it color-wise, it gave it a really beautiful, deep mahogany color. And I don't know, flavor profile-wise, it did something to it. I can't describe it because I like sumac, but the ribs were fantastic. I mean, they were gorgeous.
So this was a dry rub.
It's a dry rub
that you put on there. How long before you cooked the ribs did you put the dry rub on?
I probably left them on for about an hour, but I marinated in some apple cider water and salt for about 4 hours in the refrigerator. And I've gotten accustomed to cutting my ribs up into little three rib sections.
Mm-hmm. Easier to serve that way.
It is, because I hate to see people struggling at the table trying to grab a piece. You don't want to have to cut it apart. And you know,
reach,
we have a big, long
table
at our house, you know, and it's like, it's hard enough. You want the vultures to only grab three ribs at a time. Otherwise,
you're at the end of the line.
Yes,
I get how that works. Yeah.
I am. So anyway, then just did all that and smoked it up. And then I put them all in cake pans. Put a little barbecue sauce and water and vinegar in the bottom of the pan, covered it with foil, and I threw them in the oven for about 40 minutes.
Right at the end?
And finished them off
and
rehydrated, and wow, they were fantastic.
Yeah. Get eaten up pretty quick around your place. I've been there when the ribs hit the table. They're not there for long. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to finish you out on this pre-holiday edition of the Grilling Guys. We're going to talk a little bit about some late-season muzzleloading hunting. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.